안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Anne's Hive. Wee! So, it's been about 2 weeks since I last recorded an EP. And this is the promised EP that I'm going to be posting. So, yeah, today's 3rd of February. So, this EP is going to be about my volunteering experience plus tips and advices that I may can give. I guess, based on my experience. So yeah, let's go! So to start off my volunteering experience. So actually I had a 7-week volunteering experience in a conservation company, which is a non-profit organization in Malaysia. And which is, they have a Sarawak office. And yeah, basically, so my task that I was given was news monitoring, updating the news database, and then about current news issues concerning the environment. I also did assist in sorting and renaming photo files, produce contents and photo editing for social media posting, and general support for a event that was held in the museum. So this 7 weeks volunteering experience, actually this happened in 17th July to 31st of August 2023, and I'm recording that experience today this year on 3rd of February. Yes, I know, it's almost past one year, and I decided to make this EP. I know. So basically, this EP, right, for this topic, basically, for my volunteering experience. So overall, when I went to the company, all staff are very friendly. They are very professional too, and they are very chill and calm. I am the introvert who gets shy easily, and I cannot say hi first. I cannot start a conversation first. I am very bad at starting a conversation because as an introvert, I panic a lot and I am not ready always to start a conversation. I mostly like to listen or start second. Yes. I cannot start a conversation first because I would get nervous, first thing. I don't know what to say, second thing. And the third thing is, I will be unprepared. And yeah, I will stay there standing still, like, it's a pause image, but it's not. It's just my brain pausing. Yep. So, when I first got to the company, I was asked to say hi and introduce myself. I was so shy to the extent I don't know what to do. I just say my name and I'm the new volunteer for 7 weeks, something like that. You don't care. I was like so nervous, and I had no idea what I had to say. I was so nervous and my brain got bop, jammed. Like legit pause. I can't even think of a word to say. That's my experience. Yep. And then, because the staff are so friendly and so kind and they're very chill. They're also very outgoing. I cannot. They are very sociable. They also do share about their experience a bit from working in this company so that I know more. Actually, I also did a few research before joining the company. So I even had a Google Doc prepare for the company. Just in case the things that I have to do, like the tasks that I was asked to do, is something that I had to search in advance, but I did have to do it. But I actually, the job, the task was not really, but I just did a background research just in case to get to know more about the company. That's how I normally do. Yeah, because I want to get things prepared and for myself to be prepared so that I don't think of something else or I won't be jammed. Yes. And then every time, because sometimes when I have questions about my work task given or like I had to approach another staff employee about it, I am shy and I had to think consistently about a script in my mind on how I can engage, how I can start a conversation, how I could ask for help. Yes, it was super hard. But I did try my best and I succeeded. So, for those who are like me, please don't be like me. My advice is you should just be brave and just ask. Yes, be brave and just ask. Don't think like me. Don't be like me. Don't be shy like me. Ego. This is what I think based on my experience that I have because I was so shy, I could not even say, start a conversation or like go for it. It takes time. It took me a few weeks to able to be comfortable to start a conversation or get to know them more. Yes, it took me a few weeks. When I say weeks, it's not only 1 week or 2 weeks. No, it's like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, like that. And then I get to know them more. I get to talk more. Yeah, I was still shy. I still, yeah, I'm still shy actually. Just after a few team building, maybe dinner. After one dinner that we had, I was actually more okay, I guess, kind of more extrovert, but still after finishing my 7 weeks of experience, I went back to my own original introvert. Don't know, it just I cannot. I really cannot. It's so nervous, you know, every time. When I was asked a question or a question was given to me, I would be nervous, first thing. Secondly, I would be pausing again and then I will be like I think then I will speak out again. It's unbelievably sad for me. I feel bad too because I'm very introverted. I'm very shy. I get shy super easy. I think that should be my weakness of being shy. Yeah. I get shy super easily. If someone compliments me, I'm like, "Oh, your work is so good." I will get shy. If someone says or compliment like not my work or like something else, like maybe outfits or like or something. I don't know what people could compliment about me, but like I get shy super easily. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. And I feel like I'm very overacting right now. Like my voice and my pitch looks like I'm super excited. Maybe because it's 11:53 right now while I'm recording everything, every podcast. This podcast, not every podcast. I feel like I'm very excited or like I'm very happy about today's EP. So maybe that's why I've been speaking in this pitch. Previously, I don't think I did speak in this high pitch or like tone. I think my podcasts are mostly like a medium tone, like a very calm tone. But honestly, I don't know why I am this happy and excited for no reason, but maybe it could be this EP. So moving on, to be brave, moving on for like the advice of being brave. If you're an introvert, 진짜, don't think too much, just go for it. Just be brave and just ask the question. I mean, yeah, since you already know your employees are all kind and chill and friendly, just go for it and ask. Don't be like me, hesitating every time. I've been hesitating every time when I want to ask a question, so it's like 어렵다 그냥. It's a card, actually. And then next one would be to be more sociable. 저는 솔직히 being to be honest, I don't think I'm like very sociable. I think like I'm an anti-social because every time when we have not every time, but like I think when I'm doing my work, I finish it. Then after that, if we have lunch break, I would normally go lunch break with my aunt instead of with with the employees or colleagues because I'm shy and I'm not really that sociable, I guess. I'm like a kind of anti-social. I can't really talk. I can't really communicate. I can't really engage in group conversations. I think. I don't know. I just feel like I would eat with my aunt more than eating with the other co-employees because maybe I think I'm not sociable. So the tip, no, the advice that I give for this would be being more sociable, like be more engaging in conversations. For me, I do engage in conversation, but maybe not to engage. Like, I try my best to be more extrovert, but yeah, turns out I maybe can't. But I will try. I always try my best to finish every task given and work out on things that I should change. Or, yeah, basically. So, being more sociable, I think it's a plan, I guess, that I should work on. Not a plan, but a thing that I should work on instead of being antisocial, I guess. I do look at my phone too when they are asking things, but I try not to because I know it's super rude. So do not look at your phone when people are talking because it's kind of rude. Have to make eye contact. I normally do eye contact, but I can't do eye contact long because I'm shy. I don't. But I always try to look at people who are talking when I try to look at people's eyes when they are communicating because I show respect. That's what I learned. So yeah, just don't be antisocial, guys. Be more sociable. Yes. Second, oh no, thirdly, third point, based on my experience, I actually don't know what I should talk because actually I learned quite a lot of things in this conservation program. I've learned a lot in knowledge in language of obviously because I do news monitoring where I have to analyze, read and understand each article with three different languages, English, Malay and Mandarin. A few articles are in Mandarin and a few articles in Malay and mostly are English. But I still have to gather all three different languages because as long they're about the concerning issues of the environment or the biodiversity or the animals, endangered species or whatever, or flora and fauna, as long as they're about the flora and fauna, everything in this topic about environment and whatsoever, I have to gather them no matter what. And which I did it quite pretty well. I slayed it. I slay at doing those tasks, at that task specifically, because I think I'm kind of good in language, I guess, if I can say my strength. Language is my strength because I actually can learn a language by myself. I'm still learning that language, obviously. I'm still learning that language, a few languages, but I can speak three languages: English, Malay, Mandarin. So when I read those articles, it's like, I know it, I can understand. So it also helps to improve my grammar and my language skills too. And it also gives me more knowledge about the environment, actually. Then, other than that, I also did learn about the indigenous people in Sarawak. There's a few groups that I've actually, most of the groups that I've never heard before, but the most common one would be Bidayuh Iban. They all speak in Bidayuh Iban. I do not speak those languages because I'm not Dayak, and I can't speak Dayak language. The only language that I can speak was those three, as I mentioned before, and a little bit, tiny little bit of Bahasa Sarawak. Yes. And then when it comes to those Bahasa Iban or Bahasa Bidayuh, it's a no for me because I cannot understand. It's not easy for me to learn those languages because I don't really listen. It's kinda, I often listen to people who speaks in Bahasa Iban or Bahasa Bidayuh and etc. That native Dayak's language I cannot understand, and it's kind of hard. 솔직히 너무 어렵다. Yes, I even saw a few of the employees or like staff. They had to use a dictionary. There was a dictionary for that language. I didn't know. 저는 솔직히는 몰랐어. Once I work and when I was working on writing a magazine, 아니, is it a magazine or like a book? Because we do publish books. Not like really thick book, but like a magazine, a brochure, 이렇게. It was how ha I had to put it in a different language, and then I was like, and I saw a few staff that were using the dictionary to search up the word or something. I was like, 깜짝이었는데. I was like so shocked and like, what? There is a dictionary? 미쳤다. It's like, wow, I never even know. Like, I didn't even know there was a dictionary for that language. I was like so shocked. But I'm like, oh, okay. Because I did flip the dictionary. I was like, oh my God, I don't even understand. So I'm like, okay, I won't touch it. So yeah, I did learn from the indigenous group people. I learned there are more different groups that I've never heard before. I learned about their lifestyle. I also did learn about like their rice farming. They actually farm rice and pepper. They are more into pepper because they sell pepper during the celebration that we had and which was held in a museum. And the event, 솔직히, was a success because 너무너무 많이, 사람은 너무, like, there were like a lot, quite a lot of participants in the event. And then also, many people were like interested in this topic, in this event. When they saw the name, they are like so eager, so active and participating. They were like so, oh, okay, what to say, how do I put it in a word? They're like mainly very curious, and when they saw like the art and craft that were made by art and craft made by hand by them, they were like, oh, this is so nice, this is so good, it's so authentic, or something. I can't remember, but yeah, other than Sarawakian, there was also like tourists from other country or like from other company at a conservation co program company, employees, they came, like foreigners came, tourists came. I'm like, yo, hit. It's like a hit. Like, so many people were interested. They're like very fascinated by everything that we had. They even wore, for the indigenous people in the event, they even wore their own traditional clothing, like their traditional outfits, costumes. So many people wanting, like, they took photos of them because I think it was their first time seeing people wear them or wore them, because it's also in a museum. So like many tourists was like, whoa, like 너무 신기하다. Should be very like, it's like something new, like they never, maybe they never see it before, but now they get to see in person, like people wearing those traditional costumes. So yeah, they took photos. I remember, I remember a few of them took photos. They took photos with those who were wearing costumes, not costumes but their outfits, and a few of them were like taking photos of the crafts, black pepper, rice. If a few of them also did buy rice and black pepper and other photos that we had put there, a frame. So yeah, this event was like a very fun and interesting event that I first time I had ever had volunteered in a event like this, in a like take part in an event like this. This is my first time, so I kind of like enjoy it because I get to gain experience. Because the behind the scenes of having this event, there were like so many things that we had to prepare, and yeah, we had like a lot of things to prepare, like rehearsal, MCs, and performance, and etc. There were so many things that we had to prepare. We had to prepare slides too, and I had to design e-backdrops too. So, which there were like many things to prepare, but we get to finish them on time. Thank God, thank goodness, which is a good thing, something that is very relief for all of us. So yeah, then then for the voluntary experience, what other tips? What other advice that I can give? I don't really know what advices that I can give, what tips that I can give, but like humble. I don't know. I am humble. I think, cause I don't really say much, actually. Just yeah, I'm more to listen. Other than that, for a meeting that we had, for like, I can't remember what meeting it was, but I was asked to join a meeting, a company meeting where they had like many things going on, and it was my first time joining a company meeting, or first time. So I didn't talk. I just listened and sit down and listened. I just sit down and listen to whatever they say, and I'm like, 너무 신기하다. It's very like so new. It's so new to me because I've never had a company meeting before. Like never joined to a company meeting, and 이거는 진짜 wow, like legit wow. Because their way of communicating is not like the upper, like the higher ups say in the lower up, the lower, ranking or hierarchy, in the hierarchy doesn't speak. It's like everyone freely speak, everyone talk out freely, whatever they want, whatever they think, whatever opinion they have, whatever perspective they have. Nah, if they have like any like disagreements, I don't like this, I don't like that, 그냥 settle on the go. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's really something new, because the meetings that I have in clubs is like 너무 달래. I guess kinda, but it's not really too different because we do settle things on the spot. Disagreements, we do settle it on the spot. We do say whatever we can, putting our shoes in each other's, putting our foot in each other's shoes, thinking about perspective. But for a company meeting, I expected it more drama. Based on the drama that I've watched, mostly they're like more drama. So yeah, but it was like kind of chill. So I kind of like it, and I did learn things. Which is like when they talk in the meeting, it was like so serious. And then yeah, basically if you want to speak out your opinion, you can just speak it out freely no matter what. Yeah, I think I don't know what I'm even talking. Other than that, let me think. I don't know what I can say actually, but let me think. Because it's been like almost a year. It's like not even a year, but like still I have to think of what like the process and everything. Basically maybe when I was working, okay, so basically when I was working volunteering in that company, I am like sort of a free, no, not free thinker, but like I'm kind of more like a free kind of personality. Like I accept things openly. Yeah, anything comes, I just accept. Anything comes, I just accept. I'll do it. And then I think from what I know is I'm very like responsible on tasks. So Tangihaji, when you're working, responsible is a must. Given tasks you can do, as long as you do it on the spot, it would be good. If you finish it on time, it's even better. If you cannot finish it, you have to ask, make sure the deadline is not too close, or like make sure you finish it within the deadline. That's what I personally think. Don't do it last minute. In work, from what I've learned, is last minute 절대 안 돼. Last minute, there's no way. It's not like in university where you can last minute do your tasks, but I personally don't la do things last minute. I always plan ahead. I do things in order, like one by one. Yeah, once I finish this, I move on to the next task. Once I finish this, I move on to the next task. I won't do things last minute, like oh shit, this is gonna be like due tomorrow. Oh shit, I have to do this. No, not my style. I mostly do it like on the spot. If I can finish on time, I just finish on time. If I can finish on that day, that on, for example, if a task was given me on that day and I can finish it on that day, I would just do it. I would just finish on that day. I would not like procrastinate. I'm like, oh man, I'll do it slowly and continue tomorrow lah. No, I won't do that. I try to finish my tasks on the spot because I'm a volunteer. I do not want to put my work the next day because I just don't want to have like an old task with a new task put to me or given to me the next day. I just want a new task, a new day, new task. Yeah, but a few times I cannot finish my work. So, Tangyahaji, I have to put it next day with a new task. But it's okay because yeah, sometimes plan A doesn't go well, then there's always a plan B, right? Sometimes it's not really that smooth, so yeah, I accept it with an open heart. I don't even know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's like legit how I work in the organization. I try to be responsible. So, Tangahati, responsibility is a must. So, what did I say today? being brave, being more sociable, don't be anti-social. This is a what? Being still got what responsible. Yes, responsible. No last minute, okay? Don't do your task last minute, especially in university too. Try not to do things last minute, guys. It's not really a healthy way to do your assignments last minute, but trust me, sometimes when it's like peak assignment period, everything suddenly poof is like the rush hour, or like everything is like there, then you have no choice to do things last minute. Then yeah, what to say, what can you do, right? So yeah. But try not to be last minute. That's what I can say. That's my advice. Nah. So moving on, maybe time management is very important, because when I was working, which like volunteering in the company, time management, so it's kind of very, very important, I guess. Actually, no matter what you do, time management is very important, because time management is how you manage your time properly in every task given, or like resting period, or like for tasks resting, or like your day. It also helps you to manage your time when you're in university too. So I'm kind of good in time management, I guess, as I can say for now, because every task given to me, I organize it by today I can finish this part and this part. If I cannot finish this part today, maybe tomorrow, the latest earliest would be before tomorrow. The latest would be earliest would be by tomorrow morning, latest would be tomorrow afternoon. That's how I manage it. If I finish tomorrow morning, then I can start continuing with a new task. If I cannot finish tomorrow morning, then I will postpone it until afternoon for the new task. Basically, that's how I kind of manage my time. Other than that, I also do have planners starting after I finish volunteering in the company. I did start to do planners during last semester, which is September, for my new semester. I did start to plan things because of work. Because of my volunteering experience, I started to plan everything. So my semester that I had previously was kind of smooth. I finished things all on time, finished things early before the deadline, which I have time to check again, which I was so happy. And I'm going to continue this semester until I graduate next year. I consider myself kind of good in time management. Yeah. Because I actually like to plan things. I like to plan like things, so plan my time too and plan my task. And this podcast was actually planned 2 days, no, a week ago, but I haven't started recording it. That's it. Yeah, I actually plan to record this EP, but it's just that I haven't found a right time and a right mood to record it. So today should be the time, the best time, the best mood to record. So hence, you got this EP. And I think that's it. I don't know from what experience, from what advice that I can give. Punctual in work, at work, being more active. Remember to active in participating in everything. your boss give, your manager give, your supervisor give, make sure to be active listeners. That's very important too, actually. And then trustworthy. I think trustworthy is a point where everyone should have, whether you can be trusted or not easily, because everyone has to be trusted. If you do something that's like bad, fixed up people, I don't think that's even worth for people to have trustworthy, like trust on you. And honesty is the best policy. Everyone knows honesty is the best policy. Being honest in everything is a must. And not only that, I think respect. Yeah, respect. You must have respect to each other. No matter or not, you are just, even though you're just a volunteer or like you're an employer and you have like someone who's like different race or whatever, or like different rank, I don't know, supervisor, you are like a supervisor, then like you're speaking to your lower employers or something like that, do have respect. Respect is very important, because anything could go wrong. And then respect is like the morale of a human, I think. It's the most important thing that a person should have when talking, communicating, and thinking. That's what I think. So yeah, do have some respect for people. Don't be too discriminating or whatever. Don't discriminate each other, okay? Peace. We all want is peace. Peace in harmony. Peace and harmony in the company, in the world, or wherever you go. Yeah, peace. I want peace. So yeah, I think that's it for my tips and advices. I don't think that's all tips, but like for advices, I don't know. Maybe it's just like me talking about my volunteering experience, but also adding more extra things. So yeah, I think that's all for now. Let me move on to magic wishes. Now for magic wishes. So for those who don't know what magic wishes is, this segment is mostly for me to manifest about anything that I want or I wish. It could be a manifesting or like a real wish that I wish everyone. And it can be a thought, it can be something that is super extravagant, super extra, super fascinating, or like something, or like a miracle, I guess. So yeah, my first magic wish is, as always, everyone to be happy, healthy, and safe, no matter where you go, no matter where you are. This is a kind of a motto for Antife. So yeah. Second magic wishes. I wish everyone to always be okay, my second magic wish, I wish everyone to have a very good day every day. I wish everyone to be always having a good day, wonderful day every day, every year. Yeah, every day starting 2024, I guess. Especially now we're in February, hopefully you guys had a great month in January. If you didn't, it's fine. Kentana, it's fine. Kentana. February, maybe you have a good month. If you don't, then March, I guess. And the last wish would be, I wish, I wish I could be rich. I wish everyone could be rich, not only me. I wish I could own a mansion, actually. This is just something extravagant, or have magic powers. Yeah. Such as teleport. I want teleport ability. So Yeah. Now let me move on to my Adraya. And for my outro, I am very thankful that you managed to listen until the end. I do appreciate it so much. And I hope you enjoy today's EP. And yeah, I'll see you in my next EP. And for those who will be celebrating Chinese New Year, it's also soon, so I wish you guys in advance. 恭喜发财, 新年快乐, in advance. Happy Chinese New Year in advance. So yeah, I'll see you in my next EP. 안녕, peace!